is Wade Rathke. It's a daily Voice of the People news bulletin. Hurricane Maria darkened Puerto Rico, knocking out the country's power grid. Earthquakes again hit the Mexico City area. Hundreds have died so far. Equifax can't seem to walk or chew gum. A fake site was set up to demonstrate how easy it was to do, and Equifax itself sent customers to the site. Cybersecurity experts said the key mistake was not creating a subdomain on their own official site. Phishers, as they're called, cannot create a page on the Equifax.com domain, so if the website were hosted there instead, it would be easy for users to tell if the page was legitimate. Securities and Exchange Commission, the country's top Wall Street regulator, announced that hackers breached its system for storing documents filed by publicly traded companies last year, potentially accessing data that allowed the intruders to make an illegal profit. Congressional leaders and other groups are starting to discuss legislation that requires social media companies to create a public disclosure portal of political ads shown on their platforms, similar to the requirements of television and radio stations. The increased scrutiny follows Facebook's disclosure in September that Russian entities spent a total of $150,000 to buy more than 5,200 ads with divisive political messages during the U.S. presidential campaign. Hackers roamed undetected in Equifax's computer network for more than 4 months, it turns out, before its security team uncovered the massive data breach, security firm said in a confidential note Equifax sent to some of its customers. In 1980, according to the Census Bureau data, roughly one in eight companies had been founded in the previous year. By 2015, that ratio had fallen to fewer than 1 in 12. The 1918 law in the United Kingdom that extended the vote to women over 30 who met certain property ownership requirements removed the property requirements for men to vote. Men only had to be 21. Spanish authorities raided the offices of the Catalan regional government and made arrests following through on its threat to indict anyone helping organize an independence referendum there. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.